Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. All right, everybody ready to go? All right, we're going to start the game. Everybody roll for initiative. Why? We'll find out after this.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. To me, I mean, the age-old question is why do we start a game in a tavern or something like that, some normal place? I've seen games start at, like, the entrance to a dungeon. And, you know, taverns and stuff, it gets old. So I'm a big fan of in media re, as I told you before, in the middle of things. I like to start stuff in the middle of things. It's great because all of a sudden, boom, they're in the action. And then it's like when they say kill them all, let God sort them out. It's like, get through the encounter, then we'll figure out what's going on. And to me, in media re is the way to go. Because you have characters who have probably never played together or worked or fought or whatever together. And this is a good way to get them right into the action. Okay? Now, here's the thing. In media re, I like it, but it's a little hard to pull off for the first adventure. Although I wouldn't put it past me to do it. So that's a consideration there. I mean, these characters barely know each other. That's why when I do start in a tavern, half the time a fight breaks out. And that, to me, is, you know, I can start them in a tavern, okay, but everybody roll for initiative in the middle of a fight. You'll figure out what happened after the fight, which means there's some kind of backstory somewhere. You know, these characters just get together, and all of a sudden, they get jumped in an alley they happen to be walking through, or something like that. They're in the wilderness, and they happen to be jumped on an ambush on the road. Okay, whatever. Why are they there? Who are they? How are they associated with other people? Who cares? Who cares? Because you're fighting for your life right now. Worry about it later. And it's interesting because if you have like freshly minted characters, or at least the first three levels, usually freshly minted characters, this is how they learn how to not only work with each other, but learn what they're all about. I mean, you know, you've got a fighter here who is pretty good with the sword. So let's find out how good he is. Let him find out how good he is. Okay? And usually, new characters don't tell each other what they can do. They may introduce themselves, and in a metagame sense, I guess every player says, okay, I'm playing a cleric. You know, that kind of thing. And I don't, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, introductions are in order, but they're not in order right now. We're fighting. But it gives a chance to let the other players see what everybody can do. Okay? And they're, you know, how they deal with things tactically. Now, you know what genre this is also really good for? Supers. if you have a bunch of superheroes, I mean, it happens all the time in comics. You found a bunch of superheroes who happen to be wandering, you know, walking down the street, wandering around or in the bank or whatever, and something happens, all of a sudden you've got all these supers showing up, and they've never, you know, maybe they're new and they don't even know, you know, what the other people can do. Are they enemies? Are they friends or what? So you've got that. It makes it actually, if you're going to do something like that, make the fight a little easier by saying, oh, like in the first Avengers movie, the Chitauri, you know, they're all the same. You know, they're all these alien creatures. So they all look the same. So, you know, they're the bad guys. But, you know, it's like you put everybody down, you know, put the bad guys down, and then you say, hi, how you doing? That was pretty good, you know? But same thing with fantasy. Throw them in the middle of a dungeon. You know, maybe they stumbled into this dungeon. Maybe there was a sinkhole above a dungeon, and they just fell into, like, the first level, middle of the first level. What I think would be great is if they fell on top of something like, I don't know, an orc or an ogre or something, and just knock them out like that. And there's other ogres or there's other orcs standing around and going, where the heck did these guys come from? And all of a sudden, it's a fight. I did that when I was running Castles and Crusades, and I was using part of the Caves of Chaos in B2. And They were working, let's see if I remember this correctly. They were cleaning out this tower for somebody that a ghoul, this powerful ghoul had set up with all his minions, and he was working for somebody else. And there was a portal in the tower because they were chasing him. They got everybody else cleaned out. They were chasing him, and he went through the portal thinking that because he's been there like 10 years or more, just trying, you know, ravaging the countryside. And so they were supposed to clean it out, and they follow him into the portal. Well, once he gets into the portal, he finds out in 10 years, the cult or whoever hired him are long dead because they got ambushed by heroes. And now there was a bunch of thieves in there holding up. A bunch of, you know, those kind of things. And what happens is they, you know, he goes through, boom. Then the other players go through, boom. And when the other players get here, they found like four thieves and a dead ghoul. Because he came through, scared the hell out of them, and they managed to put him down. So now they got to deal with these guys. You know, that's the kind of thing I'd like. If you can start your game like that. Sinkhole. I'm going to have to remember that. Okay. Yeah. If you can start your game like that, it's golden. I learned this, believe it or not, from West End's D6 Star Wars. You know, the classic one, the good one. I learned that from there because their introductory adventure had to do with that. Because, and they said, start your games in the middle of it. Because Star Wars, if you think about it, you start with chapters. And once they do the big old long intro, then they get into something that's already started. You know? I mean, episode one, you've got Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan coming in to try and negotiate something with the Trade Federation. And they get ambushed. The original. Princess Leia is trying to get away with the plans for the Death Star. And Darth Vader and company catch her. So, yeah. So, basically, that's how the intro adventure started. And I go, why haven't I ever done this before? This is great. Now, here's some things you've got to think about. Believe it or not, some players don't like it. I don't know why. I think these are the kind of players who like, oh, I got a backstory. I want to do my backstory and all this other stuff. And I want to talk to people and I want to introduce them. And to me, it's like, yeah, okay. That's a waste of time. I mean, you know, this is, I'd rather get right into something, boom, and then figure out what it is, what they are. And there's also, I know there's players out there who like, you do the battle, okay? You're over. you see these people, maybe they never work together again. Maybe it's like, yeah, fine, see you later. Or they don't like it, or he's a loner, or whatever. So that's something you gotta kind of adjudicate with. I bring that up in session zero, saying, guys, can you at least try to work together? You know, that kind of thing. So you gotta deal with that. But anyway, to me, in media re is the way to go. You just gotta be able to do that. You gotta be able to think of, and also it's great because if you're doing like one session, try and leave your sessions on a cliffhanger. And when you pick up the next session, you can start right there at the cliffhanger, or you can advance it, say, a few minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. They did that in the old 30s and 40s serials all the time, where you think they're not going to get out of that trap. Next chapter, the next week, they all of a sudden there's something that appeared that helps them to get out of the trap. Oh, look, there's a hole we can dug into, keep from getting burned by the flames or something like that. That wasn't there in the last chapter, okay? I do that. I do that in my game. I would. You know, okay, you guys are, the horde is, you're at a cliff and the horde is coming down upon you. All right, see you next week. Next week comes. Okay, the horde is almost there and you see a branch above you. Near the other, you know, not too far away, you can jump and get it. And then you can basically, you know, say they saved their own bacon, basically. But, you know, it's a little encouragement. I don't find it cheating or anything. Not wrong. No, it's just a little fun thing to do. But anyway, think about it in media re. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would appreciate it. For single donations, the Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give them to me monthly. Gilbert Soares, Benjamin Brodell, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you very much. For other good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognar Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognar@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.